This week, USDA revealed its new National Farm Security Action Plan designed to elevate American agriculture as a key element of the nation's national security by addressing urgent threats from foreign adversaries and strengthening the resilience of our nation's food and agricultural systems. U.S. cattle producers have expressed their appreciation for Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' plan to keep farms and food secure across the U.S. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says cattle producers face threats that many off the farm may not be aware of.
We continue to have threats every single day from foreign animal diseases and pests that could devastate us as cattle producers. And not only devastate us and our livelihoods, but devastate our ability to put a high-quality protein on the table for America's families.
Having a plan in place gives cattle producers confidence in the future of beef production.
So to be able to have a commitment from the entire Trump administration to work on ways to further protect us and better protect us will give us that confidence that we can continue doing what we're doing on the ground every single day, and that's taking care of our natural resources and producing a high-quality protein that is loved here domestically and around the world.
Rollins has also announced this week USDA is again closing southern ports of entry to shipments of cattle due to the detection of New World screwworm in Veracruz, Mexico. This discovery in northern Veracruz indicates that screwworm has traveled 160 miles northward of the location where sterile flies are currently being dropped. That detection in Veracruz is approximately 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. NCBA's Woodall says the New World screwworm's northward movement jeopardizes the safety of American agriculture, which is why Secretary Rollins paused cattle movement again until the screwworm can be pushed further from the southern border. Earlier this year, USDA announced that Moore Air Base would be the site of a new sterile fly dispersal facility in South Texas. NCBA is now urging USDA to expedite the development of a sterile fly production facility as well to ensure that we can produce enough flies to safeguard the American cattle industry. More on the story at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.